بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فمن بعد، my brothers and sisters, in a beautiful hadith narrated in Bukhari, Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه reported that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every action a son of Adam does shall be multiplied. A good action by 10 times its value up to 700 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, with the exception of fasting, which belongs to me and I will reward it accordingly. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said first of all that every good action is rewarded. There's no good action which goes without reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or goes unnoticed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala notices, Allah knows, and Allah will reward every good action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ أَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. The one who comes to me with one good deed, I will reward him, I will give him 10 likewise. So 1 is to 10. And as the other ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah, which we know, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he rewards 1 is to 700 and again beyond his whatever he likes. بغير حساب. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every action of the Bani Adam, of the son of Adam alayhi salam, which is human beings, will be multiplied, a good action by 10 times its value up to 700 times. And then he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. Except for fasting, Allah said, which belongs to me and I reward it accordingly. Fasting is for me and I reward it accordingly. For one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, he said that because one, and Allah said, because a person abandons his desire and food for my sake. So Allah said, fasting is for me and I will reward it because a person gives up their food and drink and desires for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are two occasions of joy for a fasting person. One, when he breaks his fast every day at iftar, and the other, when he meets his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. See the bashar of this. He's saying that for a fasting person, there are two times of happiness. One, when he breaks his fast, and the second one is when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the desire to fast as much as we can, more and more. And then he continued and he said that the breath of a fasting person, you know, when you are fasting, your mouth sometimes smells a bit odd. It's not because of lack of oral hygiene. It's because the stomach is empty, and so sometimes these gases or something, they come out. So it's not a very pleasant breath. But Rasulullah ﷺ said that in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that breath of a fasting person has the fragrance of musk. Right? It is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates. And this is in Bukhari. Now, many things to see in this hadith, alhamdulillah. One is that Nabi ﷺ said every action is multiplied, but fasting is one thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He will reward. And as I mentioned yesterday, we don't know what that reward will be, except, or rather how much that reward will be, except that if Allah said, I will reward, then the reward has to be in keeping with the grace and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's just one time. I mean, imagine this is the reward for one fast. Now, what is the reward for somebody who's fasting regularly? Every Ramadan and then Nafil fasts throughout. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this statement, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih, with regard to any fast, nafil, fard, whatever. Now, Ramadan fasting obviously has more value, but this issue of fasting itself is so important in Islam. And then this beautiful bashara to say that a person who has, the reason for this special position of fasting is because a person is giving up something which they desire, which is part of their makeup, which is something which that is also, as I said, it's halal. I mean, nothing, we are not giving up something which is haram. Obviously, if you are giving up halal for the sake of Allah, then you must give up haram anyway. But here we are not talking, we just take even halal, alhamdulillah, as long as he's doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person has two times of joy, one when he's breaking his fast. And remember, think about this. You know, sometimes, depending on where you are, one of the benefits of fasting in hot countries where the day is very long is you are very thirsty. And at the end of the day, when you break your fast, when you you know, drink something, it's so beautiful, it's so wonderful. I remember once I was in Jaipur, and this friend of mine, Zahiruddin Ali Khan, he wanted to go to Ajmer, and so he said to me, come with me. So I went with him. It was in Ramadan, I was fasting. So we sat in this ambassador car and we were driving through the Thar desert in India. It was hot. I mean, I cannot even describe for you how hot it was. It was like sitting inside a furnace. And this is a non-AC car. There's no air conditioning in it. The engine is getting hotter and hotter. I'm sitting there and getting absolutely roasted. We eventually reached Ajmer. And then I'm waiting for the sun to set. And it's a very long day. It was summer. It was desert, and the sun wouldn't set. And eventually, finally, I think around 7:30 or something like this, 7:30 p.m. Now, when the sun set, we were in this narrow lane, and there was a soft drink shop. So I bought Fanta. You know, there's an orange drink. So I asked him to give me a bottle of Fanta. The guy gave me an ice cold bottle of Fanta out of his he had a freezer with ice in it. So I drank one, then I asked him for another one. He gave me a second one. I drank a second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one, sixth one. I asked him again, give me another bottle. The man got angry. He said, you're crazy. He said, you will kill yourself. He said, you have drunk six bottles of this thing. You want one more bottle? He said, go away. I'm not going to give you. I will not give you. I said, I'm going to pay you. I said, I don't care you. He said, I don't care if you pay me or not. I'm not going to give you. You are drinking this thing, you know, like there's no tomorrow. I mean, you will die if you drink like this. Now, the point I'm making is that time when you are fasting, when it is very hot, it has been a long day, thirst is so severe. So when you drink something, you drink some, the best drink, of course, is plain water, just cold water. But, you know, maybe some like I drank this orange, not juice, but, you know, beverage. And so on. So you feel so happy. You see, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, this, you know, fast I've done, and it feels so nice. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi is saying that this, and when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Imagine the joy of that. Something that we have waited all our lives. We try to live our lives to please Him, and now we are before Him, a time when we are expecting Him to forgive us and expecting Him to reward us, alhamdulillah. We meet Him with this benefit, and we say, Subhanallah, Ya Rab, I'm here to seek Your reward. You supported me, You enabled me to do something which pleased You. So please be pleased with me and please reward me. The dua I make. So then he said, so there's two times the person is, the fasting person is happy. Alhamdulillah, may Allah grant that to all of us. And the final part of the hadith is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the breath of the person, which normally would be unpleasant, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has the fragrance of musk. It is something which is valuable, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates. And this hadith is in Bukhari. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to seek His pleasure and to spend our whole life doing only this, to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else is worth it. Nothing else is, this life is worthy only and only if we earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, it's the life of animals. You know, we eat, drink and die. But to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, that is what makes this life worthy and worth living. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Ramadan of yours the best Ramadan of your life, inshallah, and to give you many more and good health and iman. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.